Huzzah! This Sunday brings with it the return of Arcata's Fairy Festival. I was lucky enough to be granted entrance to the realm of fairies to speak with none other than Shoshana, Queen of the Fairies, first of her name, and protector of the realm.
I'm Shoshana, one of the creators of Fairy Festival, which is an event that started in 2018 as a smaller scale thing, and then 2019, then nothing for a few years, came back last year, was pretty big. People really stepped up their amazing costumes they created, their art installations, lots and lots to do. Celebrates the whimsical in our community and with some out of town people too. We've got a lot of live music, artists and vendors. There's some food supporting some local school kids and just a lot of magic and merriment all around the plaza in Arcata. It came out of wanting to do something more whimsical and maybe a little less focused on food and beer, but more focused on magic and sparkles and just giving people a space to really have an intergenerational space to dress up, to make magnificent hair pieces, to interact with each other, to have costume contests. And it's been all that and more. It's really been exciting to see it develop and grow and people really having just so much fun bringing their creativity to share with everybody else. It's hard to start out a festival, so like starting kind of from zero, we tried to break even, of course, that's like a goal, but then also to not cost money, but then being able to have a format for local nonprofits to be able to fundraise. So we had the first two festivals for benefits for Humboldt, for CASA of Humboldt. This last year and this year we've been partnered with Redwood Rocks Collective, which is our nonprofit dance space in Arcata, and that that space that I'm in right now provides a lot of practice and dance class and event space for dancers and movers all across the community for a long time, but most recently as a nonprofit, Redwood Rock.
What can one expect at this magical gathering?
Lots going on. This event goes from noon until 10 p.m., so it's a little later so that we can accommodate a fire show in the evening. So our grand finale is a fire show. We start off, we have a maypole dance, which even if people don't have experience, it's a fun thing to try out. Harder than it looks, but we start out with a maypole dance at the beginning. There's bands and dance performances happening on two stages. The enchantment stage is the little bit bigger one. It has more bigger bands and dance groups performing, and then we have the storytelling stage that has some smaller acts, but lots going on throughout the day. The storytelling stage is interspersed with performances with aerial shows. So we have Emerald Aerials has their big tripod aerial rig, and they'll be doing three shows during the day, so that'll alternate. We have three giant dragons coming to the festival this year, two big installations that have been created. One was a kaleidoplane previously, like a kaleidoscope you can crawl inside, and now it's a kaleido dragon. And we have another dream dragon and a dragon that's a giant puppet that goes through events sometimes and will be coming in the evening when it's lit up. Just a lot of variety of things people are bringing, but we will have a costume contest at about 2:30. People can sign up for that, and just the whole event is a showcase of creativity.
What type of crowd should someone expect at this event?
Well, sometimes people think it's only for fairies, but it's also dragons and gnomes and trolls and goblins and everything's welcome and invited. So leprechauns, and maybe we could have anything join us. So if you think you might fit in, come on down. Pirates, got everybody. It is free and open to everybody. Everybody is welcome to come and check it out. It is definitely a very intergenerational event with lots of children, but a lot of families there, a lot of adults coming to check out the scene and show their creativity as well. But there are definitely, especially early in the day, a lot of families, a lot of little people. We try to intersperse like that festival feeling where there's lots of people, lots going on, with little lounges and interactive hangout spots across the festival. So between a lot of vendors, the vendors have an opportunity to host little areas that are decorated and fun and might have an interactive thing to do, but are quiet spaces around the event. So you have a lot of places to hide out. Also, there's a gnome dome. It's a little tent that's a mushroom that you can go inside and learn about the world of gnomes. There's just little things tucked around all over, a couple of tea lounges, so you can explore in small spaces as well as the bigger festival feel.
And with that, dear kindred spirits, be sure to return to a land of merriment and delight this Sunday, June 9th, from noon till 10 p.m. at the Arcata Plaza. A full list of performances and attractions are listed at arcataferryfestival.com. I shall see thee there. Look for the handsome merman with a microphone. Reporting from a forested magical land where adventure and magic hide behind every corner, I'm Ryan Christensen.